So my tendency is in here to feel sorry for Arthur, poor guy. He evidently really loved Guinevere, and she had no passion for him, blah, 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 blah. But, you know, that's, in fact, in Excalibur, in the early part, when Merlin in the movie was talking to Uther, he said, how about private happiness? And Merlin said, maybe not even that. And that, again, is not maybe the lot of kings. But anyway, that takes us through that particular part. And then we pick up Candle in the Wind. And Candle in the Wind goes from page 517 until the end. And the symbolism, that title of that is picked up from right at the end of the work when Arthur wants to leave somebody behind to carry on the news. In other words, what good does it do to have this great period if someone doesn't speak about it in the future? And so we're going to have a resolution of Arthur's fate. Of course, this has to involve Mordred, who's a very scary figure. And so we'll pick this up, and I think we can well do this in 3 days.